And we go to our IntelliSystems phone. We're very happy to welcome in, once again, a good friend of the show, Larry Rudwick. Larry, the business tune-up guy, a business coach who can help you out with any and all aspects of your career or business. Larry, welcome in. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and all of that. How are you doing?
Same to you, Bill. Very good. Life is good.
Good. That's good to hear. Latest article in the Buzz on Biz Monthly magazine talks about something different. You're talking about kind of getting coached in a group.
Group coaching is something that I've participated in as a participant, and I'm forming groups to coach. There's a lot of advantages to that.
I would guess right off the bat, one of them would probably be it's a little more cost-effective for the coachee.
It is. It's much less expensive. And when you have a group of, say, 8 to 10 people, people can learn from each other. I don't have to be giving all the answers. I can be listening. I can be facilitating. And as they say, two heads are better than one. Often 8 or 10 heads are better than two.
And a lot of best practices in that kind of setting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even with that, Larry, and the best practices, I would also think there'd just be some sort of good feeling about the fact that somebody's kind of going through some of the same things that either you went through or that you're going through right now. Just some shared experiences from that respect.
Exactly. Doing it to help your business is a real positive thing, because one business owner may have a real problem in one area. Another business owner may be really strong in that area, and they can share their experiences. You know, one person can say, you know, I'm really having problems with this, this, and that. And half the people can really relate to that. And the other half of the people can say, well, we've been there, and this is what we've done, and this is what has worked for us.
Hey, Larry, can I almost back up to the start a little bit with what I think is a rudimentary question? You mentioned, you know, one business owner might this, one business owner might that. The construct of the group, though, do you need to make sure that they have a certain commonality, that they are all business owners, they're all small business owners, they're all middle management inside of a corporate structure? Talk to us about putting the group together initially.
Well, that's really key. The most important thing in the beginning is to interview all the people that are interested in joining the group and to make sure that the goals of each person, the challenges that each person has, are all not exactly the same, but they're complementary. And that's a really key thing. You don't want to have a person that's an experienced business person with 30 years of business practice and 100-employee company in the same group with someone that's just starting out that just doesn't know much at all about running a business.
Now, might this concept also work within one company? If you've got a company that's got, say, 100 different people in it, they may have 8 to 10 managers. Would that constitute a workable group also, all within one company?
That's another way that you can form groups. You can form groups within one company where you have the people in that group have similar goals and similar challenges. They may be in a big organization where each person might even be located in a different location, and the group coaching is done over the phone, and so it really doesn't matter where people are physically located.
Because you've put this group of people together, similar business practices, similar nature, a couple of questions come to mind. Larry, does the group meet often? And secondly, I can sort of see it like a networking scenario to where a couple of these business people kind of lean on each other, stay in touch, or ask deeper questions.
That's true. In fact, a lot of times people do buddy up. You get a buddy and talk to each other between sessions. So people are really there to help each other.
How often do you meet with these groups? And do you have a situation where some members of the group, are you holding some back or some getting forward, so forth and so on? What's that process like?
Each situation is different. Typically, we meet twice a month for 90 minutes. And I believe in hybrid coaching, whereby once a month for a half hour, I will meet with the members of the group individually. So you get the benefits of one-on-one coaching and the benefits of group coaching at a much lower cost than strictly one-on-one coaching.
I can't help but picture support groups, whether it's you know, addiction support groups, divorced parents support groups, 8 or 10 people sitting around and you know, with obviously common challenges in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking that's how that somehow that group dynamic carries over into what you're doing here with group coaching.
It's true. Exactly right.
Participants tend to be more open because they're comfortable in the group setting, or does it hold them back a little bit? What have you experienced?
People that want to do the group, they're really open for the most part, with very few exceptions. You've got some people that are very open and will, you know, it's amazing how open they can be, whereas other people in the group may not be quite as open, but they'll do a little bit more listening than some of the other people that are more eager to share and discuss their situations.
And for those individuals, I suspect that's where the hybrid coaching is really ideal, because they can listen in the group settings, but then meet with you one-on-one privately to ask the questions they didn't want to ask in front of the group or express the fears.
That's right. You can you get the benefits of both sides, and that's why I believe in hybrid situations whenever possible. It's kind of like having your cake and eat it.
Can you think of situations, Larry, think of business peoples that this may not be suitable for and probably should see you individually?
It's really a preference. If you have a business that's pretty large and can afford the one-on-one coaching, and if the business owner wants me to work with their clients maybe on a one-on-one basis or on a group basis sometimes, and one-on-one basis, if they really have a lot of things going on and they really want to grow and make a number of changes, then it does make more sense to just focus on that one company or with that one business owner.
Okay.
Do you ever find competitors, you know, two business owners in the same, competing for the same market, do you ever find them in the same group, or do you avoid that?
I avoid that. If they're competing within the same geographic area, they're not going to want to be open with each other about the inner workings of their business. However, there are groups of non-competing businesses that are in the same kind of business, and they're not competing because they're geographically separate. And that's a really good kind of group to put together, because they're all trying to run the same basic kind of business, just in a different area. And because they're not competing, they can be really open and honest with each other. And there are a lot of groups like that that do form.
All right, Larry, if listeners are interested in forming a group or joining an existing group, how do they best go about that? And I assume they also can use the same method to fill out your executive assessment.
I would encourage people to just pick up the phone and give me a call. I will be glad to give a half hour of my time to discuss whatever people want to discuss with me.
Larry, always a pleasure to talk to you, my friend. Hope we see you sometime soon.
Sounds good. See you later, guys.